This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with closing commodities on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday, corn finished higher, with December finishing at 376 3/4, up 1.5. March corn finished at 384 3/4, up 0.5, and May corn finished at 392 1/4, also up 0.5. Beans were lower. January finished at 9.5, down 6.5. March finished at 913 3/4, down 6 3/4, and May beans finished at 927, down 6 1/4. Wheat was mixed but lower. December finished at 527 3/4 with no change. March finished at 530, down 6 cents, and May finished at 536 1/2, down 5 1/4. Soybean meal was mixed but lower as well. December soybean meal finished at 309.40, no change. January finished at 307.30, down $1.20, and March soybean meal finished at 311.60, down $1.30. Soybean oil was lower as well. December finished at 28.39, down 25 cents. January soybean oil finished at 28.49, down 34 cents, and March soybean oil finished at 28.76, down 33 cents. We'll move on to your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower on Friday afternoon. Soybean values suffered from traders expecting larger Chinese purchases. In northern western Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 337 to 363, while soybean bids were down 9 to 11 cents at 804 to 830. In central Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to down 3 cents at 337 to 363. Soybean bids were down 10 to 12 cents at 825 to 870. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids are mostly steady at 337 to 373. Soybean bids are down 6 to 7 cents at 825 to 860. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids are 5 to 7 cents lower at 853 to 886, with basis unchanged up to at 45 under to 15 under the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 284.30. The 301.30, down $1.20 a ton, with basis unchanged at 2300 to 6 under the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were a penny higher at 361 to 377, with basis steady at 2400 to 8 under the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids mixed at 352 to 366, with basis down 2 to up 1 at 3219 under the March. Soybeans ended down 7 to 9 cents at 839 to 850, with basis steady to down 2 at 6200 to 51 under the January. New crop wheat prices are 5 cents lower at 508 to 518, with basis unchanged at 3500 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 382 to 384. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 6 to 10 cents, with quotations at 871 to 872. Soft wheat closed down 6 to 11 cents at 550 to 555. Milo ended the day a penny higher at $3.95 to $4. Contract bids for producers for January delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 341 to 367. Soybeans at 815 to 845. And in the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 345 to 367. Soybeans at 841 to 870. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 346 to 378. Soybeans at 836 to 867. And June, July wheat at 508 to 539. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday, live cattle finished mixed but lower, with December finishing at 119.57, up 12 cents. February live cattle finished at 122.40, down 45 cents. And April live cattle finished at 124.50, down 30 cents. Feeder cattle were lower, with January finishing at 147.57, down 40 cents. March feeders were at 145.77, down 15 cents. and April feeders were at 146.25, down 25 cents. Lean hogs were mixed, but mostly lower. December finished at 54.95, up 15 cents. February lean hogs were at 64.50, down 32 cents. And April lean hogs were at 70.05, down 30 cents. At this time, we'll move on to your cash livestock numbers from the Illinois and U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 29 cents higher in a range of $42 to $47.21, with the weighted average carcass price of $46.71. From the Illinois Direct Sale Report, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 22 to 32. 4 to 500 pounds at 26 to 35. 5 to 600 pounds at 29 to 38. Over 600 pounds at 32 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and gilts at the country buying points were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 26 to 34. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gilts totaled $27,539. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $113.25 to $119, and on a dress basis traded at $187 to $188. Heifers on a live basis traded at $118 to $119, and on a dress basis traded at $187 to $188. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 305 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $71.80, which was $1.37 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses are $210.96, which was $1.51 lower, with select carcasses at $203.14, which was $2.14 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000 compared to 121,000 for last week and 118,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 475,000 compared to 473,000 for last week and 456,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Fairview Sale Barn Auction results. Special weaned and vaccinated feeder sales saw active trade with good demand on a high-quality set of feeders. Feeder steers large 1-2, 5-head with an average weight of 304 and an average price of 170.40, 56-head with an average weight of 427 and an average price of 166.05, 94-head with an average weight of 529 and an average price of 161.29, 183-head with an average weight of 622 and an average price of 152.44, 84-head with an average weight of 726 and an average price of 145.92. 140-head with an average weight of 806 and an average price of 148.19. 32-head with an average weight of 937 and an average price of 136. 76-head with an average weight of 1011 and an average price of 134.09. 1-head with a weight of 1125 and a price of 104. Feeder heifers large 1-2, 9-head with an average weight of 374 and an average price of 148.41. 56-head with an average weight of 478 and an average price of 145.47. 144-head with an average weight of 574 and an average price of 139.82. 57-head with an average weight of 673 and an average price of 127.15. 7-head with an average weight of 782 and an average price of 118.71. 1-head with a weight of 830 and a price of 105. 1-head with a weight of 900 and a price of 115. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
In your national news for a Monday morning, a recent E. coli outbreak that was linked to romaine lettuce has been traced to at least one farm in California. However, an NBC report says that's probably not the only source of the illness. Federal health officials say 59 people were reported sick because of the outbreak, which affected a total of 15 states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say 23 of the sick have had to been hospitalized, but so far no one has died because of the outbreak. Investigators located the E. coli strain in the sediment of an irrigation reservoir on a farm in Santa Barbara County along the central coast of California. The Adams family farm has stopped shipping romaine lettuce and is working with investigators. Officials say not all of the illnesses can be traced to this single farm, so there's another source of the infection still out there. What we are seeing is there are multiple farms, multiple processors, and multiple distributors in the various steps of the traceback, and they don't all lead back to this specific farm, says Dr. Stephen Ostroff, a senior advisor to the Food and Drug Administration commissioner. A Bloomberg report says China is taking even more steps to lessen its trade tensions with the United States. China confirms it will remove retaliatory duties on American automobile imports, and it's preparing to restart purchasing of American corn. The Chinese Finance Ministry says the 25% tariffs on automobiles will disappear on January 1st. Sources close to the discussions told Bloomberg that China is preparing to purchase at least 3 million metric tons of corn as well. The White House will delay tariff increases on Chinese goods that were set for January 1st. Bloomberg sources say the corn purchases likely will start as early as next month. The Chinese government is also considering how to handle the 25% tariffs on American corn imports that were implemented this past July. The moves by China come only 2 weeks after its president Xi Jinping met with U.S. President Trump. And in our last national story for this Monday, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue met with President Donald Trump to talk about a second round of trade aid payments to farmers. Perdue had said an announcement was coming out on the 3rd of December, but that's come and gone. It was first delayed as Washington honored the passing of former President George H.W. Bush. Now the delay boils down to a Chinese soybean purchase and the Office of Management and Budget Director Mike Mulvaney. Politico says the OMB director is a longtime critic of farm policy. He's pushing back against the idea of a second-round trade assistance for farmers and ranchers. OMB and Director Mulvaney, as always, are looking to hold on to the money, says Perdue. I understand that, and I think it's a commitment that the president made, and we hope to have it resolved soon. The first Chinese soybean purchase from the U.S. in 6 months has brought about questions on whether or not there should even be a second round of trade aid, which could almost amount as much as $6 billion. While the soybean purchase is encouraging, agriculture is still being hit by retaliatory tariffs imposed by China, Canada, and Mexico. In news here locally, we have the latest results from the Greenville Livestock Auction from their latest sale on Wednesday, December the 12th. Total receipts amounted to 1,001, with 864 cattle receipts and 137 total sheep and goat receipts. Slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 higher on high choice and $1 to $2 higher on low choice and selects. Holstein steers traded unevenly steady on high choice and $1 higher on choice and selects. Feeder steers and heifers traded unevenly steady on medium large 1 to 2s and weaker on unvaccinated unweaned to short weaned calves and medium short 2 to 3s. Slaughter cows traded $1 lower to $1 higher on better cows and unevenly steady to lower and slower cows. Slaughter bulls traded unevenly steady to $1 higher. And the sheep and goat sale that was held at 12 o'clock, right after the cattle sale, had 137 sheep and goats that were sold by hundredweight. Slaughter lambs from 50 to 175 pounds sold from anywhere from $100 to $225 a head. Feeder lambs from 25 to 90 pounds sold anywhere from $100 to $150 a head. Slaughter ewes from 125 to 170 pounds sold anywhere from $52 to $85 a head. Slaughter kids sold from 40 to 100 pounds sold from anywhere of $170 to $240 a head, and the dairy slaughter kids sold for $120 to $150 a head. Feeder kids from 15 to 50 pounds sold from $100 to $150 a head. Thinners sold from $100 to $130 a head, and the dairy and pygmy feeders sold from $50 to $100 a head. Nannies from 50 to 150 pounds sold from $100 to $145 a head, and the thin nannies sold for $50 to $70 a head. Billies from 70 to 150 pounds sold for $100 to $127.50 a head, and the wethers were not tested. And you can find more results and the previous week's Greenville Livestock Auction on WSMIRadio.com. And on our last story for this Monday morning, using cover crops and improving soil health are hot topics in 2018, and the trend is not fading. If you still need information, you should start making plans now to attend the 2019 Conservation Cropping Seminar events. Soil sustainability author David Montgomery, along with Ray Archuleta, will present valuable information and demonstrations. Three events are planned for January 2019 to offer information and access to farmers who are ready to make important and profitable changes on their ground. You can register for any seminar, and two being held locally will be on January 23rd in Springfield at the Crown Plaza Hotel, or on January 24th in O'Fallon at the Regency Hotel. Each seminar costs $20, and they're payable by check or credit card, and the cost of admission will include lunch. The Champaign County Soil and Water Conservation is the group that is organizing this event, and you can register for these events at their website, www.ccswcd.com. And that's all I have for your Monday morning. I'll remind you that we'll have another chance to win a pork certificate from the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers at 10:30 and again at 1:30 after the commodities here on WSMI. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.